You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We just heard from Dr. Syed Ossif about where he sees weaknesses in Obamacare and the impact of medical care in Wisconsin.
Dr. Greg Shee of Middleton joins us now. He's a retired doctor who practiced and taught in the Madison area for 34 years. He published an opinion piece in the Wisconsin State Journal a couple weeks ago titled, "My Experience at a Free Clinic Showed Obamacare is Working." That article is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Dr. Shee, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
You've been practicing medicine for several decades. What did you see as the problems with our healthcare system in the U.S. Before the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think the biggest problem has been the fee-for-service aspect of it. You do more procedures, you do more tests, you do more visits, and the cost goes up. And the incentives were not good incentives. Initially, it wasn't too bad when insurance first came into being, but subsequently, it has become very problematic.
And as a physician, what did you see as the impact of Obamacare?
Well, when the Affordable Care Act was enacted, it was enacted with a correlation with Medicare and Medicaid, and there were a number of programs, projects, to try to change to what Dr. Ossif talked about as far as value care. That value care issue has really been stimulated by the Affordable Care Act. We need to obtain value and not so much production.
And you wrote in your piece that your position on the Affordable Care Act was shaped a lot by your experiences working in a free clinic in Door County. What about that influenced you?
Well, I do want to clarify the newspaper put the free clinic. We did have some very modest fees, okay. So it wasn't completely free. When I wrote the article, I said the ACA, one physician's view and experience. But aside from that, what we saw is that when people who were coming to our clinic in Door County, we took no insurance under any circumstance. They were individuals who were working practically full-time, but unfortunately at part-time jobs or seasonal jobs, and so they didn't have any health insurance. And when the Affordable Care Act became available, people who had never had health insurance suddenly had health insurance. Yes, the premiums are there. Yes, the deductibles and copays. But we saw some wonderful things happening to people who had neglected their health.
Ultimately, I understand it put the clinic out of business because people actually had insurance and didn't need this clinic of last resort for them.
It did. I started working there in 2012, and within about 18 months, the first 12 months were before the act actually became noteworthy. And then over the next 6 to 12 months, the number of patients I saw fell such that after a year and a half of the Affordable Care Act, we were down about 60% of our patients.
Which usually, for a business, that's bad news. You were happy to see this happening.
That's correct. We were happy in the sense that people were now getting health care.
Now, we've seen the critiques of the Affordable Care Act, fewer participators providing in the marketplace exchanges. Premiums started off at one level, big jumps last fall for people in Wisconsin and around the country. Worries that those two facts meant it might be nice, but it's not really sustainable. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there are lots of ways to approach that. I am on Medicare, and I have a supplemental insurance plan, and my supplemental insurance plan went up 11% this year. There's no question that when the Affordable Care Act in this first year, the premiums were set too low. The expectations were more of a healthy population being enrolled. They got a sicker population. As a result, that increased premiums. There was another thing that Congress did that really undermined the Affordable Care Act, and that was in 2014 when Congress moved to not pay for the risk corridor. The risk corridor was in the Affordable Care Act, and it was going to buffer insurance companies for taking the risk on this unknown population. And basically, the insurance companies received 10 cents on the dollar. Now, that's a pretty severe penalty for these insurance carriers, and how else are they going to get that money back except by raising premiums?
We're seeing, we just saw the end of what might be the last Affordable Care Act sign-up period. What are your concerns for people who in the last few years maybe got, as you said, their first insurance ever?
Well, I think there certainly could be a dropout rate, both from the standpoint of the premiums and the copays, et cetera. There are issues, just like Dr. Osef mentioned. Providers are dropping out. Insurance companies are dropping out. But I think that if you look at the Affordable Care Act, 60%, it was really the expansion of Medicaid. And you haven't asked me this, but I think if the Trump administration wants to kill the Affordable Care Act, they can do it by expanding Medicaid.
Do you think that's a likely solution?
No.
We're talking about the impact of the Affordable Care Act on Wisconsin and the impact of the end, possibly, of the Affordable Care Act. Dr. Greg Sheehy of Middleton is with us. He's practiced in the Madison area for 34 years, wrote a piece on the topic. We also just heard from Dr. Saeed Asef from the Green Bay area about this. So the Affordable Care Act, as I was saying earlier, likely on the way out one way or another. What do you hope members of Congress keep in mind as they start to try to figure out what happens next to replace the Affordable Care Act as they repeal it?
Well, the number one thing they need to keep in mind is that this is really a public health issue. And if they look at it strictly as partisanship, people are going to suffer. And that would be my hope, that they would look at it as a public health issue. I think the other thing is they have to look really carefully at what the Affordable Care Act has really done in getting people health care that they badly needed and are benefiting from it. A healthier population is good for the country. And I will say this as an aside. Just recently, there was a big study done on Michigan, which expanded their Medicaid. And that has been an economic bonanza for the state of Michigan. We don't think of these things, but all of a sudden the federal government is absorbing Medicaid. Those dollars that Michigan used to put into it is now being spread around the United States.
So you're worried about not just a health, but an economic impact if that support goes away?
I think so. I think that's going to cause a definite downswing, but I'm mainly concerned about the health of our citizens.
We're hearing from Dr. Asef, and we've heard this for a while now, even before the Affordable Care Act, about just the fundamental rising costs of health care, regardless of who's paying for it, whether it's somebody paying out of pocket, an employer, an insurance company, the federal government, you name it. What kind of things do you think could help start lowering those overall costs, again, regardless of who's paying the bill ultimately?
Single-payer plan.
How so? I mean, money's still coming from the taxpayers in that case.
It is, but we have seen that every time, first of all, we talk about the free market. The free market has created this problem. We started with health insurance in around 1947-48. We've had 70 years of the free market, and look what it's given us. It doesn't work in healthcare. So I think single payer has a lot of advantage. Medicare administrative cost, 2%. Affordable Care Act is approaching 20% just because we're dealing with private insurers. When Medicare was expanded with Medicare Advantage, the administrative costs went very high. We can't afford to have that happen again. The free market will not work.
A lot of people hear the idea of single payer and think, you know, I don't know, I feel uncomfortable with the idea of ultimately the government making healthcare decisions and maybe prioritizing different kinds of healthcare decisions.
Well, they look at it from a standpoint that seems to be un-American. I don't know why. We have police departments, we have fire departments. But I'll also say that when we look at healthcare, we have lots to look towards. All of the developed countries have single payer, and they do so much better. And I think we just have to learn from that. I think if people could see that they would get more health care for their dollar rather than administrative costs, they would pay attention to that. Our administrative costs are around 20% generally, and that's way too high. 20 cents on the dollar going to administration is nonsense.
Going back to the initial passage of the Affordable Care Act, were you disappointed when the idea of single payer or the so-called public option kind of fell by the wayside so quickly?
Absolutely. I thought that was a mistake, but it really, when you look back at it and all of the criticism of the Affordable Care Act, I certainly understand why President Obama and those people decided that they had to take it off the table, because this is a private plan. If you look at it, it's not a government plan in the true sense, and it's been attacked relentlessly. A single payer wouldn't have had a chance.
Assuming we don't get single payer in the next few years, what would you like to what would improve the Affordable Care Act? If some of it stays in place, what one step would you like to see to improve it?
Well, I think going to the value-based care is important. We talk about fee-for-service, and a lot of people just don't grasp that, but we need to not compensate drug companies, not compensate medical device makers, not compensate physicians for doing more that is not really necessary. And that's really been our system. We have rewarded people for being inefficient. We've rewarded them for doing too much.
Dr. Sheehy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Dr. Greg Sheehy. He's a retired doctor who practiced and taught in the Madison area for 34 years. He published an opinion piece in the Wisconsin State Journal a couple weeks back. It was titled, My Experience at a Free Clinic. Not really free. Headline was wrong, it sounds like. A showed Obamacare is working. That article is linked, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page. We also have the article co-written by Dr. Saeed Asif, who we spoke with earlier. And while you're over at the Central Time Facebook page checking those out, share your thoughts on how the Affordable Care Act has affected you for better or for worse, and what you are hoping for as it gets repealed and replaced, what you fear, what you want to see from Republicans in Congress and the Trump administration when it comes to the future of American healthcare. Again, read both of those perspectives from Wisconsin doctors and share your thoughts on the future of healthcare over at the Central Time Facebook page.